The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
And from Tenerife in the Canaries to the Mediterranean. And there he was, cruising, in a manner of speaking. Joe Suffield, the Holiday Doctor. Hi, Joe.
Declan, a very good morning to you and to all your listeners, as always.
How's it going? You were on an enviable journey, I think.
I was, Declan, and just a quick one before we get into those bits, because it comes up, we always get emails about this. Do you remember last year the huge issues in relation to parking in the airport, because they have very limited spaces? So anyone who's looking at booking now their travel thing, you really need to get a book sort of straight away. But I was on the red-eye flight, and a hotel which is literally 5 minutes from the airport, the Carlton Hotel, I was on the red-eye flight. It's a really good idea. They do this amazing thing called stay, park and fly. In other words, stay the night before. You know what it's like yourself. You're on that 6 a.m. flight in the morning. You're up at whatever time, midnight, packing up the kids, getting organised for your holidays. This way, you get out to the airport, you have a nice little dinner in the Carlton, get up, have your breakfast, and 5 minutes transfer to the airport. And you can also then select whether you want to have like 7 nights, 10 nights with your parking as well. Or you can just do the regular parking without the overnight stay as well. And it's a fraction of the price what you're paying the airport. So if you want to check out CarltonDublinAirport.com, I've stayed there a good few times. It's a really nice hotel and it's literally 5 minutes from the airport and they've plenty
of...
And they drop you up, yeah. Okay. They've got a shuttle bus runs every 15.
And then collect 20. You as well.
And they pick you up as well, Declan. You get the whole bells and whistles.
Got all that, yeah. Now, you went off on a cruise.
I did, Declan. I was looking around. My friends were going and they said, you're going to come on a cruise. And I went, it's been many years since I've been on one of the big commercial cruise ships. And the last time I went, which was actually with MSC as well, which are a very popular brand with the Irish travel makers. And my friends looked up. I've got a guy, a friend, and he's really good for getting into good deals and stuff. And the thing is, way to get the deals is to register with the companies and stuff. So you got this through clickandgo.com. So, Declan, you had your flights included, flying into Barcelona, your 7 nights in the cruise ship with an upgraded balcony room outer. So in other words, when you're docking in, you're looking from your balcony, beautiful views and the sea and the ocean. And premium all-inclusive drinks and all your meals included, everything. All in, including your flights and your 20-kilo bag, $1,499 per person, which is a brilliant deal. So you think about, you're on, it's like a five-star ship and you've got a beautiful itinerary as well. So we flew into Barcelona. By the way, if people want to register for the deals, clickandgo.com and then just put your email address in. So these things come in limited. You know, they might only have 30 places or 50 places on the cruise ship with the flights and with whatever. So this cruise ship that I went on is the MSC World Europa. The last time I went to the ship was about 13 or 14 years ago with MSC. Lovely ship. At the time I thought, wow, this is a big ship. It's like a moving city. It's gone one level bigger. I mean, this is a brand new ship, which they launched in December 2021. And Declan, when I saw the size of the ship, I went, wow. So it holds 6,762 passengers. There were 6,500 on board when I was on board. So literally like almost a full ship. The crew members is 2,138. So you're very well looked after. You know, when you get to those bars, you want to make sure there's no queuing or stuff like that. And it's really good. And then one thing I noticed as well, the technology has changed so much on the cruise ships. You know, back to the days when I used to go, it was really good. It was premium. Everything's electronic now because we have all our devices, you know, for opening this, your MSC app, for booking your restaurant, stuff like that. So the ship is absolutely huge. And also a unique thing about it is this is their first of this scale ship and the second one built at the moment for America. The back whole back of the deck is open on the promenade, which before traditionally they would always be closed. So in other words, perfect for the summertime. You got that beautiful sunshine coming through. You're walking down the promenade and it's all open to the elements. Now, you get the rain as well, but you know, you got the side bits. You're not going to get wet. You're not going to get wet on the ship. But for people who haven't been on a cruise ship before, it's definitely something worth considering. Friends were saying to me afterwards, well, you know, what did you think of this? How many? Does it feel really full on board? It's not. If you can imagine, it's probably like 10 times the size of Dundrum Shopping Centre. It's huge, massive, like football field, huge, huge size. So they have 13 restaurants on board. So you have a choice of, you know, the buffet is open all hours and they have 24-hour dining as well included in your room.
24-hour dining?
24-hour dining, yeah. So if you want to be tubsy supple coming home, that's definitely the way to go. Yeah, there's always the food available on the ship. They have the buffet restaurant there on two different levels. You didn't feel like it was chaotic. It's busy, obviously, you know, with that amount of people there, but other people are going to different restaurants. And of course, you're disembarking every day as well, which I'll run through the itinerary in a little minute. So you have 13 restaurants there. You have an a la carte restaurant, and then you have your dining restaurants as well, which you're allocated your time. But you can go to the a la carte. That's included in your package as well. Now, when you go to the speciality dining restaurants, you can buy the packages on board. Now, I went to a steakhouse. There were seven of us on the last day, our day at sea, just before we came back to Barcelona. And it was like walking into Shanahan's in Dublin. It was incredible. The food, the quality, the staff, the linen, you know, you're getting all the bells and whistles on that. It's a really nice experience to do. And remember, your drinks are included as well, because obviously you have your drinks package, which is very handy. I took full advantage of that, Declan, I have to say. Right. And my friend.
Imagine.
I did, for sure. They also have 14 bars and lounges, which is really, really good. They have a cigar bar at the back of the ship, which is open air. So, you know, it's grand. People can smoke and have their cigar and do all the fancy stuff that you do when you're on a cruise. And then they have lovely internal bars as well, like the Masters of the Sea one. Was like, I call it a duplex bar. So downstairs, they have their own beer distillery. And you're looking at the big copper distilleries on the ship, which is amazing. They make their own craft beers there. And you go up a spiral staircase to a lovely gin bar. And they've lovely, like everything is premium. If you can think of, you know, the best gin, they have it, no matter what. They even had the Irish gin, a couple of Irish gins there as well. And everything is included in your package. So for people thinking about going on a cruise, the itinerary we did was from Barcelona. So we went from Barcelona. Now, after mid-Declan, you know, we're in March time now. A little bit of
The clock is running down here. Where'd you go?
Mixed bag of weather, but it's really good. We went from Barcelona to Marseille, to Genoa, to Civitavecchia, which is sort of Rome. About an hour and a half, 2 hour transfer. Palermo, which was beautiful, and Valletta in Malta, which I'd highly recommend. I loved Malta. Never been there before. I'm definitely going to go back for a trip. I really, really enjoyed it there. It's such a beautiful place.
So you're around the Med, basically. We're
basically around the Med, and then back to Barcelona. One day at sea, and back to Barcelona. But anyone who's thinking about going, if you want to check out clickandgo.com and MSC, as I said, this is their sort of flagship, big, of the size variety of ship, you know what I mean? But it's a really nice product. I couldn't fault it at all. I was well watered and well fed, so that's all I can say, Declan.
And Joe's recovering at the moment.
I'm still recovering. Okay. I sure am, Declan. Yeah, but it's definitely, look, for people thinking about it, especially for that summer holiday. And you know, you think about it, Declan, I know we're running out of time. You know, we go to your 5-star hotel, you're paying £400 to £500 a night. On this, you're literally seeing these amazing destinations, and you're getting back onto your 5-star ship with all your drinks included. Sure, where could you go?
Yeah, indeed. Okay. Great. You're selling me. Okay.
Oh, I'm telling you, Declan.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. There he is, the Globetrotter himself, the Holiday Doctor, Joe Supple. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Declan.
Thank you.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.